Hey guys, it's Sunil Prasad, episode 19 of the Exchange Podcast. We have Q&A today.
Topic is dealing with struggles as an entrepreneur or in entrepreneurship and frustrations that come along with it, whether you're just starting out or whether you've been in it for a while.
Okay. All right, guys, before we get into it, I got a guest named Angela coming onto the show, and we're talking about apparel and clothing. So for all you fashion people, make sure you're listening.
That's up coming up on Friday. Our first question today is from Leonard. When you've been struggling in your business for 2 years and your income is about 6K and you can't grow anymore, what would you do? Close your business or stay struggling, earning $6,000 a month and for the rest of your life?
I would go and talk to other entrepreneurs that are in your competition or somewhat in your competition and see what they have done to grow. Do some research. Are you not marketing enough? Are you not branding enough? Are you not running ads enough? Is your industry dying, or does your product suck? Does your service suck? You know, look into all of that before you you change. I always look at a company as, are we growing? And not the bottom number, like the revenue number. Bottom can always change, right? Because of the amount of money you're putting back into the company, the amount of money you're taking out of it. But the top revenue, the revenue line, right? Is that actually growing year over year? That's the way I look at it.
So it looks like it's either that he doesn't want to scale or that maybe he can't. Like, he's just like, for him, it seems like he views his only options is earning 6K a month or shutting down.
Like, is that something you want to do? Like, I don't know. I would like really sit back and look at what your, how you're bringing your money, your revenues and your sales in, and you know, drive that through advertising, through, you know, reaching out to clients. Just this is the hard work. This is the hardest part, is actually going out there and working and getting the sales. And I think that's what he's probably not doing. It should grow.
Yeah.
Unless the economy's bad, but economy's not really bad. I'm not sure where the guy's from, but economy's not really bad yet. There's still things happening.
Do you think there's some businesses that you just can't scale?
Yeah, there are certain ones, but you can always do something else.
At least $6,000 a month.
Yeah, you can bolt on. You know, bolt on is a Buffett word, where you actually own a business and you can just, you know, add more things to that business. Like, for instance, if you have a mortgage company like TFS, right? For TFS, my next step would be for, you know, like, okay, I got all these clients that I close and they need to move. Why not start a moving company, right? Or, you know, home decor, or I deal with a lot of builders. Why not, you know, try to design homes, or, you know, somewhere along that. You already have that clientele. They're with you. That's already your market. They're not going to source you out. It's your cost of acquisition for clientele is so low. So you always look at what kind of business that you have and how do you, you know, add more service to that kind of company, if your business allows that, right? Obviously, there's some certain businesses that, because of regulation, you can't do a lot of things, but, you know, there's plenty of opportunities.
Next question from Danny. When you were starting out as an entrepreneur, what were some of the limiting beliefs that were holding you back?
I'm a failure. That was my biggest one. Everything I do, I'm going to fail at, because that was put in my head when I failed school. So that was my limiting belief. And then what happened was I just had to change my mindset, which was not easy, where a failure is not a failure, it's just learning. You know, failure for me is if I keep making the same mistakes over and over again. And it's just kind of learning and just going through the process. Not easy. Not easy at all. Because you're conditioned that you're a failure.
Right.
I was conditioned that I was a failure. Right? And then, you know, changing that mindset, thinking that, okay, you know what? I didn't fail at this. These are the things I learned.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, how do I take this to the next step? And then when something happens, you kind of go back. It's like, oh, yeah, you know what? I remember this happening. And this was the... this, you know, if I go through this process and this is what happens, okay, next time I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do something else. So, yeah, that was my failure.
I like it. Next question is from Abu Bakar. I'm just going to say Abu.
Abu.
Shorten it up. What is your advice to someone who wants to reprogram his mind to adopt a millionaire mindset? I've read books. I have ideas. but I want to hear about proper experience.
You got to surround yourself with them. You got to surround yourself with somebody that's, you know, making that. You got to look at money as good. It's amazing where I meet a lot of people and by default, money is bad to them. So you got to make sure that, you know, money is always a good thing. And then in the mindset of investing, not spending, the money comes in, you know, I'm going to save as much as possible. I'm going to cut back on a lot of things, and I'm gonna invest this money to make more. Mm. Yeah, those are my three things: is hang out with the millionaires that you know you want to aspire to be like, save, and have positive view on money, not negative. People aren't going to take it away from you, and I think that's what a lot of people assume when they have a negative feeling towards money. It's like, I have it, somebody's gonna take it. The bill collector, the landlord, the store. No, you're just giving it to them.
Right.
Family, and they're just gonna all come and take it. But no, change your mindset, because you're the one giving it, nobody else.
Next question from Wayne. What are your pain points as an entrepreneur? What gives you the most frustration?
Well, in the mortgage business, right, for TFS, what frustrates me is when I have a deal in play with my investors, my lender, and at the last moment they pull out for no reason, right? No explanation, like, ah, you know what, I just don't want to do it. You know, that frustrates me, because we have an agreement, but at the end of the day, it's their money. They can do whatever they want with it, right? They control the funds, not me. That's one of the frustrations. Another one is when, you know, people overpromise and they don't deliver. That's another one. We have that with clients all the time, but you know, I have things in place where I know and I feel when something like that's coming up, and I know what to do then. I would say those are my frustrations. I'm to a point in my business where I know what's gonna piss me off, and I just don't do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Or it doesn't affect you.
Or it doesn't affect me. Yeah. I just don't let it bother me. All I got for that one.
Final question from Madeline. What is your biggest challenge when it comes to branding yourself or your business?
Oh, man. Not enough people on the team. Scott, we got the right tools. We got the right tools. We're doing the right things. We're just not doing enough of it because of lack of human power? What did you call it? Lack of...
Firepower.
Firepower. Yeah, lack power. Of people. Lack of human.
People power.
People power. We just don't have that. So scale the business. Reinvest that into more people, and I think we can do way, way, way more content. We like, you know, in the beginning, I thought like we're not gonna have any content. We have way more content than I ever thought.
Yeah.
Right. And we're recording not even, you know, part of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, more bigger team, definitely a bigger team. I was just talking, you know, the meeting we had earlier, that was not recorded. That meeting where I said that marketing team, when I built my business big enough where, you know, there's a few hundred people in there, I would say the biggest department would be marketing for me.
Right.
Just because I understand it now and what content can do, what social media can do, or it doesn't even have to be social media, anything, you know, let's just say billboards come back, or, you know, there's different ways of advertising, a drone flying over your head or something like that. I think just creating content every single day and pushing that business, I think that's the only way business grows. Business goes from sales, but obviously not from saving too much. It's just, you know, deploying that capital back into marketing. But yeah, I think marketing is by far will be the biggest department. And that's my struggle right now. We don't have a big enough team.
Fair enough. That's all I got for you today.
All right, guys. Until next time.